Saturday at 6. It's time for your weekly music and entertainment fix.
Backstage with Sinead Nivorda.
With all the best music, interviews, and live sessions. Live from the Radio Nova Studios in the Dublin Docklands.
Hello, hello, and welcome along to Backstage as we are gearing up to get our tents at the ready. And as we wait with bated breath for the announcement of the breakdown and stage times at Electric Picnic, I'm now going to be going behind the scenes with those involved and playing at Electric Picnic next weekend. I'm going to be chatting to the frontman of the band, whose debut album is in fact the highest selling British debut of the year. We love them here on Nova, their band Blossoms. So I'll be joined by Tom Ogden, who'll be sharing his experience of performing on Jules Holland, earning praise from rock god Josh Homme, and on their meteoric rise to success. We'll also be talking to Jerry Fish, revered ringmaster of the Electric Sideshow. He's going to be revealing the wonderful lineup of acts and freakish happenings he has booked for his stage. Also joining me will be compere of the comedy tent, Mr. Andrew Stanley, dubbed the best MC in the biz. Conor McCaffrey of The Star will be tipping you on the more left-of-field acts to catch at the festival. And of course, I'm going to be playing you music from Picnic-bound artists, them being RSAG and Bat for Lashes. Yep, it's an Electric Picnic special on Backstage this evening between 6 and 7. Let's get started.
Backstage on Radio Nova.
So before you hear from Tom Ogden of Electric Picnic Bound band Blossoms, I think we'll kick things off with some music from one of the artists. I absolutely cannot wait for when the headlining artist, when I caught them before Electric Picnic years ago, it was one of the most amazing experiences, I think, of my life. So from New Order, this is the single they released last year, Restless, taken from their album Music Complete. It was their first single as well as new material New Order had released since 2005. I still absolutely adore this track. So from New Order, this is Restless on Radio Nova.
Your day, what mirror?
a great song from New Order. Restless on Radio Nova. Can't wait to catch them. Electric Picnic next weekend, as it is an Electric Picnic special on Backstage this evening. And now we're going to look at another act who are going to be performing over the weekend. And they're a relatively new band, but their self-titled debut album is the highest selling British debut of the year. They have gotten, obviously commercially they've done pretty well, critically as well. Enemy have given them 4 stars, Daily Star gave them 5 stars, The Sun gave them 4.5 stars. This year they have played to sold out venues, they've reached number one in the vinyl chart as well, they've graced the cover of Enemy, they performed on later with Jules Holland and impressing Josh Om. They're doing phenomenally well. They're the band Blossoms, and joining me now ahead of their performance at Electric Picnic is frontman Tom Ogden of Blossoms. Tom, thanks so much for joining me today. How are you?
Good, thanks, yeah.
Good. Whereabouts are you at the minute?
I'm just in my bedroom for the first time.
It must be a really long time, actually, since you actually got the chance to hang out in your bedroom. Bloody hell, it's been some ride, hasn't it?
Yeah, bit jet-lagged. We got back from Japan last night.
Oh, wow. How did Japan go?
It was great. It was the second time we've been, and it was amazing. We did a festival called Summer Sonic, and fans over there are just so welcoming and...
Yeah, second time. This is quite amazing. Seeing as you're only together since 2013, it's been such like a fast trajectory, really. Like, can you believe how fast it's all been for you?
Well, when you're in it, we've done it every day for like 3 years, so it feels like we've worked for it. But I suppose it is quite a short amount of time, I suppose, to get to where we've got to. But we was in other bands before Blossom, so we kind of knew what went wrong in them bands and had a head start, I suppose.
Right.
In this band, I think that's part of it.
Okay, wow, that's still pretty amazing. Congratulations, you're the highest-selling British debut of the year. How does that land with you?
It's mad when people say it back, like when you hear it, people say it back to you.
Yeah.
Kind of, not something we really think about that much, do you know what I mean? We just focus on doing our thing and writing more songs and stuff like that. So, you know, it just makes us feel proud, I suppose, yeah.
God, it's a pretty amazing accomplishment.
Exactly, yeah. Quite humbling.
God, it must be. I remember I was chatting to Van and Bondi from Catfish and the Bottlemen, and there seems to be a bit of a similarity to you guys, I guess, in terms of the fact that they always had a vision of where they wanted to go. They knew they wanted to be big, and they're getting there. And you guys seem to have the same kind of working thing, you know? I mean, have you always set out to work towards the top, or how have you managed to kind of schedule it that way?
It was never a career choice with us. Like, obviously, when we started the band and things started happening, we always wanted to be big. Like, we felt our songs went down the best in, like, a big crowd of people singing along, which is what that's what I'm brought up on, like, some of my favourite bands. But it was never a career choice. I mean, it was never like, I'm going to start a band to kind of... It just happened naturally. Like, it wasn't... Like I said, it wasn't a career choice. But once we was in the band, we never wanted to be an underground band. We always wanted to be like, a big band, I suppose. Just ingrained into the bands I've been brought up on, and attitudes of being in a band, I suppose, that's what we aspire to be.
Okay, so what's the best attitude for a band to possess?
I think you just got to be hard working and just want to get to the top, and like no limit on you on where you want to take the band, I suppose.
Yeah.
It depends what you want from it. We write uplifting pop songs with big choruses and grooves, so we want people to come and dance to it and sing along, whereas some people will probably write for a different reason, so...
Yeah.
Ours is that kind of euphoric thing. We want to bring people together and sing along.
Nice. Well, that's a lovely kind of thing to have and to go by. I mean, looking at the songs, I know it's always a boring question going, oh, so who are your influences? The most annoying question in the world. But you do seem to have a really strong penchant for writing great pop songs. And obviously it's hitting home with, you know, critics giving the 4 and 4.5 5 stars and being the number one album. So what kind of bands is it that you kind of took from that you managed to kind of found yourself applying to when you were writing your songs?
All the obvious kind of great pop guitar bands throughout the years, like Oasis are my favourite band. More nowadays, the Arctic Monkeys, and then obviously the Beatles, ABBA are a big influence on us.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your favourite ABBA song?
We all like Gimme Gimme Gimme.
Oh yeah, it is a classic.
I got the keyboard riff on that. they're all great tunes. So a lot of greatest hits, kind of all the popular tunes, a lot of 80s music, I suppose, as well, because we've got synths in our band, which are quite prominent, so I think that's the 80s influence feeding into it.
Nice.
Yes, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah, nice Switz as well. Well, Tom, I'm going to pause you there for a moment because I think it's time we play some music from Blossoms. You are backstage with me, Sinead Vorda, on Radio Nova and with Tom Ogden, frontman of Blossoms, who are playing Electric Picnic next weekend. So, before we talk about Jules Holland and Josh Om, I'm going to play this one from Blossoms. This is one we're loving on over here at the moment. This is called Charlemagne on Nova. Charlemagne from Blossoms on Radio Nova, one of the artists that I'm looking forward to catching on Electric Picnic next weekend, as it is an Electric Picnic special here on Backstage between now and 7 here on Radio Nova. And you are backstage with Tom Ogden, frontman of the band. Now, Tom, before we go on to talk about Josh Almond performing at Jules Holland, I want to ask you about when four finally became five regarding a party and a curry house. So can you elaborate on this a little bit, please, Tom?
We want to start jamming more and like getting gigs regularly, and we wanted a keyboard player, and happened to know Miles through a friend, and we was at parties above his, he used to live in a curry house in Stockport, and at a party, and he overheard us saying we needed a keyboard player, and he nominated himself, but he couldn't really play at the time, so he liked it. He knew, like, he could play a bit of bass, a bit of drums, a bit of keyboard, he knew, like, one chord, and then...
one chord?
I was knocking on his house. Yeah.
That was enough for you, was it?
Yeah. Like this... Well, he said he could pick up things quick, which is kind of what we needed, so...
Yeah.
He did exactly that. And obviously now we're fully fledged five piece. We have been pretty much since... But it basically is from the start. Before then, it was kind of nothing.
Right. Well, it really just took it to a different level. This is all quite...
Yeah, it felt proper then.
Yeah. It's quite hilarious, cause considering the fact that he had, a broken wrist at the time, is that right?
Yeah, we had a broken wrist.
Oh, he passed the audition with flying colours.
Yeah.
Oh, gas. And it looks like you've found a fan in Josh Om and Iggy Pop after playing Jules Holland.
Yeah.
That must be insane.
Josh Om came up to us, which is cool, yeah.
Yeah.
Again, it's surreal. One of many things which kind of adds to the surreal list.
And come here, what did he say to you when he walked up to him? Like, he's quite a big man, isn't he? And of course,
yeah,
he's a legend.
Yeah, he's got an aura around him, which kind of people are drawn to. And he was just, he saw us play. And then it was like a break in between some part, and he was like, "You guys f***ing awesome," or something like that. I can't really remember word for word. It was along them lines.
Yeah, I think I saw a quote saying, "Yeah, that was awesome." And did he offer someone some Haribo sweets? I believe Haribo sweets.
I think so. Yeah, I'm not a big sweet guy. So
are you not? You're more of a savoury guy, are you?
I'm more of a Twiglets, Pringles, crisp kind of guy.
Ah, salt intake at a high.
Yes.
Well, then you got to try cheese and onion potato crisps when you get over here. They're the best.
Sound nice. Yeah. Sound like you have bad breath though.
That and a packet of chewing gum.
Yeah.
Look, Letchery Picnic is an amazing festival. Like, I've not been to Glastonbury or Coachella, but for me, it's like the best festival I've ever been to. It's won a heap of awards.
Cool.
You're going to have so much
looking
fun.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, like New Order
you
are playing.
You sold me in that sentence.
Good, good. Well, you've also got like Chemical Brothers, New Order, Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, Catfish and the Bottlemen are actually playing as well.
Do you know what day I'm playing?
I was just about to ask you that same question, actually.
Are we on the same day as Noel?
Let me see if I can find it on your list. I'll just check out your website there now, Tom. Hang on a second. Oh, actually, I don't think I was on it when I was checking it last night.
We're playing on the... I think we're playing on the Sunday. I just... That rings a bell.
Sunday. Okay, let's check out Noel Gallagher. Noel. Ooh, he's playing on the 3rd. That's the Saturday, isn't it?
Right. Never mind.
Oh, he might be hanging around. You know Noel.
He won't. He'll be straight off.
You reckon? Have you met Noel before, have you?
No, never. That's why I was asking.
Oh, okay. So who's the most incredible person that you got a chance to meet where you're nearly fainting at their feet?
Alex Turner.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
He's a dude.
A hero.
Yeah. And what did you say to him?
Spoke about Back to the Future 2.
Back to the Future 2?
Yeah. Amongst other things, but that springs to mind.
That's the one that sticks out in your mind.
He's had a laugh, do you know what I mean? He did 3 dates with me in Dublin, actually, at the Olympia.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
With the shadow puppets.
Yeah.
And obviously, he's quite quiet, but by the 3rd night, we like spent about 40 minutes in the dressing room and just had a chat and stuff. It was really nice. And obviously, he's collectively, and mine, he's probably my biggest hero. So.
Oh, that's surreal. Deadly. That's only when you get a chance to like play with your hero, meet your hero and their sound.
Yeah.
That is quite nice. Well, listen, I better leave it there. Well, listen, lovely to chat to you, Tom. Thanks so much for taking the time out, having a bit of a chin wag. And we're looking forward to having you here at Letchery Picnic next weekend. And best of luck with everything, but it looks like you don't even need it. It seems like the stars are all aligned in your favour.
I hope so.
Have a great evening. Enjoy your bedroom.
Thanks a lot.
All right, take it easy. See you at the picnic. Yeah. Bye. Yeah. The lovely Tom Ogden of Blossoms. For more on the band, head along to blossomsband.co.uk. They are playing Electric Picnic at Stradbally next weekend. Stage times, I believe, are going to be announced on Monday, so get your highlighter pen at the ready.
Backstage on Radio Nova.
Conor Irwin of Radio Nova will have all the latest for you in music news. And one of the news stories is concerning these guys, Two Door Cinema Club from the Northern Trio. This is Something Good Can Work on Radio Nova.
Game to me.